penso.
Put that cup again, like you're going every time.
Okay, so we're just waiting for Matthew and me to put this on.
So I suggest we start a meeting without Matthew.
Okay.
He's obviously late for some reason. Good. Today we will talk about the conceptual design. I hope both this work concerning the conceptual design. This will be the agenda for the meeting. I will take some minutes again. We will have presentations of a few different team members. And then try to come to decisions about the concepts that were presented. So that will be 40 minutes, which is
Matthew is important, but Matthew, it's here. Because it's really a team, a project in the team. If someone is not here, then we cannot, but it's okay.
Okay, so your presentation already?
I'm seeing that to you.
Oh. So did you manage to
I sent you the slides, so didn't see that?
Oh yes, I see. Okay. Good. Yes.
So
okay, so this is just a presentation on the trends that we're going to use to make the product stand out from the rest of the products out there at the moment. So we have to work out a way, what we can do with our product to make it stand out, to make it so you want to buy it. To do this, we basically use some focus group surveys, which I went through with you last time, the main results of that, and some research for the current design and fashion trends that are out there at the moment. And as part of this, the important aspects that came out were things that we've already discussed, really. The most important by far was the look and feel of it. needs to be something that's very different from everything else out there. It needs to stand out. It needs to be non-functional like the rest of the things out there at the moment. Most people find remote control is boring at the moment. We need something that looks interesting, looks exciting, that will stand out. People will want to buy it. That was twice as important as the next item on here, which is that it has to be technologically innovative. It has to have something else apart from just the look of it. People have to then think about it and say, there's got something there that I want as a really cool feature. And it has to make them want to buy it again. Third on the list, and again, innovative was twice as important as its last aspect, it has to be easy to use. So they have to be able to look at it and have some intuitive idea of how to use it. Drawing on the fashion trends at the moment are fruit and vegetables. This is basically talking about just the feel of it, so probably not the smell of it, but the bright colours, eye-catching, really bold designs, and the spongy feel. I've talked to the design people about this, but having a remote that's tactile, it feels different. That would be really cool. That would make it stand out.
So can you repeat it? Being more precise about what you just said about the feeling,
spongy is the current thing. Spongy is the current texture. That basically, there are no remotes at the moment which are spongy or tactile at all. So if we make it maybe furry or soft or something, it'll be something that sits apart rather than just bare plastic, which we all are at the moment.
Yeah.
So, as far as design goes, the very most important aspect was the design to the customers. So, going with the fruit and vegetable idea, we've got the bright colours, so make it stand out, the oranges and the bright yellows and the fluorescent colours of the fruit and vegetables. Going back to the idea of taking inspiration from mobile phones, they've all got those, or all of them have retainable covers, so you can choose what colour the outside is. That's one way of looking at it. Text and feel we just talked about, maybe it's another way of doing that. So if it's part of the changeable colours, maybe I can choose a different texture, a spongy one or a soft one or something like that. So they can choose it as they want to.
Yeah,
maybe
that's a really good idea.
To fit in with their decor and their living room or just what they like, their sports team or whatever. Still taking the inspiration from the mobile phone design, so functionality, the way mobile phones work, the way the keypad looks. Also, just the way that a lot of industrial design is going into mobile phones at the moment, the big selling items. People put a lot of thought into that, so they can leverage off that and we can start using some of their ideas. Back to technological innovation. Not quite as important, but still a big issue. We talked about having a way of finding the remote control if it's been lost. That's one thing we could look at. There are other aspects like LCD screens and speech recognition, which weren't, I don't think my personal opinion is going to be worth the extra expense and the extra effort that will go into them. I think they're doing something basic like this, which is very important and will be a really cool feature to put in. Easy to use, I had no real specific ideas for this. Maybe just basic idea of having your core functions big and at the top maybe by themselves.
And then
the finer details, the buttons you don't use as much, either hidden away or completely separate. Oh. And that's the presentation.
Okay, good. Very clear.
Yeah.
So anyone have any comments or ideas on that?
Maybe can we fight later on? The look and feel of was a good idea maybe to
let the people choose.
Yes, there are changeable covers. But on the other hand, I don't know whether my superiors would be so glad with it, because you have to introduce a complete new line of supplies. It would be a very complicated organizational.
Well, we're selling so many units of this. This is going to be a mass market product. We can afford to have two or three different designs at least.
Yeah, a range of, a set of three or four different aspects.
And of course it will be we get after sales. Mm-hmm. It was mint. Those covers we go for 3-5 euro.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good idea. And then maybe we can choose presentation because
we could discuss later, like we can put all the ideas together.
Together indeed. Because we might have some information on the easy to use.
And your policy is very related to mine.
Yeah.
So when you suggest something, then it has to be integrated.
I'll go with that actually. So, the idea of having a remote, you can believe different keys and different structures and different forms, and we could be like buttons or rectangles, triangle, and they could be of varying sizes if you want to emphasize a particular key more than another, and maybe like you can have different colors, for example, having the red for the on off. Switching on and off the button. So this is a general plan to have method we do. So what I found was that conventionally, the TDC music system operated ones actually, and they are very specific to each other. But there are some common keys. For example, if you want to forward a DPR, if you want to forward a see, they have a common thing actually. You can have, and there is also speech recognition to store channel information names. Like, you can basically, if you have a multiple functionality, say TV, VCR, or something, I say to the TV, and you take that to TV, and you can program the keys if you want to. Certain keys and even the channel information.
Mm. I like the idea though of having speech recognition for like the name of the channel, like BBC, rather than remember the number of it on the keypad. That's a good idea.
Yeah, so you can just, because as more and more channels come, then you have more and more problems to remember the exact channel numbers.
Yeah.
Exactly, even if you arrange it by however you arrange it.
Mm.
You still have the problem to remember exactly.
So what functionalities do you suggest for that?
So it should be limited one. In the present market, I saw that there's something like they are looking for 80-word thing, 80-word, which shouldn't be that difficult to implement, like 80 to 100 words. Basically, you don't want to store all the channels in there.
Mm.
Remote control. You want to store your favorite channel?
Some 10
channel information. You know, you don't want to store all the 100 channel information into that. And basically, it depends, like the remote with the LCD display for browsing, because you have multiple functionalities. For example, you're watching a movie and you are having a video, so remote control, and you want to, you don't know really which functionality is my remote now. So I'm using the TV, so every time I use it, it could be like, for example, I can use a simple toggle switch and a display. So I press it so the display says, okay, I'm in TV or DVD or whatever it is. Instead of having three keys, four keys, more of the functionalities will increase actually in for you, and you might want, you don't want separate keys for all of them. You can. And there can be system friendly where you can program your remote so that they are not allowed to browse certain channels, which you can block them and it can operate them. So these are the which are seen in the market scenario. So I personally would look at things like having a universal remote is a good idea. Like, instead of having even individual ones for all of them, you can think of, I mean, with multiple functionality, possibly with speech recognition, I got a mail from the coffee machine interface unit that they have integrated the speech recognition into the coffee machine. And so if you say hello coffee machine, it's hi Joe or something like that, you know.
But coffee machine, there's not too many words that you're using with that.
So yeah, you're using that. So it's a limited vocabulary thing, and maybe it's later on. It is interesting, and basically storing the channel through voice or other ways of programming your keys and display for the browsing, which is again, and maybe having something like a blinking thing, like it could indicate your, it could indicate what is called like the, whether you have enough battery in your remote,
yeah.
The blinking. At the same time, if it's a dark room, it can be used to locate the remote also.
And you want, okay, for coming back to one point, you want to let the user programming the keys, some of them?
Yeah,
some of them. And isn't that too difficult for the, we want, I don't know if we still want the RC to be easy to use, but
no, but if you give, it depends on the easiness, like
yeah.
The user, how much effort he can put. Like, for example, I would like to store in certain way. So if you want to give the full freedom to the user, or
yeah.
You want to keep some constraints and let the user use it with their constraint.
Yeah.
I think you can do it both ways. You can have it so it's easy, they can pick it up and use it straight away without doing it, without customizing it.
Yeah.
Or if they want to, they have the option of using these extra features.
So
yeah.
But maybe you can give hint to it, because I'm not sure whether that you can implement that for developer at 50 cents. I'm sorry to have every time I have to come down on this price again. So this might be a little limiting for your creativity, but it's the real, you have to consider it. So
yeah.
Do you think these IDs and my speech recognition, maybe it's possible for 12 euro, but then it will be at the cost of other functionality we might implement, like the furry case of the...
Yeah, like, I would say that for programming keys,
yeah.
It could be easily done within the package of 12 euros.
Yeah.
But for the ASR system, I'm not sure if it's feasible.
Well, we can still look at, we can talk with the coffee unit and we can check.
Exactly,
how much
if it's a low vocabulary, it's already implemented,
yeah.
And how much it costs,
maybe we can talk to them and we can comment that.
Yeah.
And also, like, you can think of having, since you have yourself remote, and maybe if you add a little bit of even display, you may need keep checking the battery. Then you will need some kind of indicator, so it could be a blinking option of a LED, which could actually be used to detect also. If it's in a dark room, you can basically detect it also.
Yeah.
So. What the idea too, of being able to use the remote in the dark, so either having the buttons so you can feel the difference between them, or that
you
hit the button or something?
If it's like, you know, it tells you, it can be for two purposes, like if you have an LCD display and all those things, it's not going to be the standard remote, which is having, which needs just a 6 volt, sorry, 3 volts DC. It may need more actually, so it may need to check the battery usage, and then you need some functionality to indicate the battery limit. And then if the battery limit is indicated, it could be indicated through blinking something, and it can change the color depending on your how much is the battery. That is good enough to even locate even if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I don't know if I have time to talk about
Yes. Do you have time something more?
Yes, you can.
Sure, you can, you know.
Okay. So what I'm gonna present here is very basic knowledge about all the components that are inside our seal or in the company. Mm-hmm. And how is it manufactured? What is the process to explain you? So the method is there is a set of components in remote control, whatever. And what cost the components in themselves don't cost a lot, but the way to assemble everything costs, obviously. And I will show you my preferences at the end. So there are two different types of different ways of using the components for making a remote control. The basic way is to use an integrated circuit and some transistors with virtual resistors that aims at communicating the message and to send the message to the LED that will transmit to the receiver. And you know, the components and the circuit board, boring buttons, etc. for the components. So instead of finding, just to say that the chip can detect when a key is pressed and then translate to the key to a sequence, something like Morse code, as you know, with a different sequence for each key. And but with the components we use, we have different messages, different sequences. And the chip sends that signal to the transistor that amplify stronger. So electronic parts are assembled onto boards because it's easier to mass produce and assemble. And so I think for our design, we want some programmable, you know, VLSI or FPGA, high technology. And this is important, and also we use in any high-tech devices, a chip of fiberglass to solve them and connect them. So my personal design, we need to find a solution. What is the material of the cover you want to use? If it's plastic, or you said that, you have some ideas, fruit veg or...
Well, maybe.
Yes.
Maybe we can get the case a very normal, very normal case, but
yes,
with a changeable cover to fancy it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, like a normal cheap plastic case,
mm-hmm.
it can be covered up in, for instance, a wooden case. On.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do it with cars, I think.
Just
inside the car,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So, they also emailed me that they have available a bunch of different buttons for wheels, integrated push buttons, such as model computer mouse, and very cheap LCDs. So a little piece of display. So I'm wondering, I think we might be able to integrate LCD into our RC. And the final point is we have, there are some compromise to do. So we have to know that the push button requires a simple chip, but the scroll wheel and that kind of higher high tech stuff needs more money, which is higher price, right? And the display requires an advanced chip, which in turn is more expensive than the regular chip. But I think with 12 euros, and if it's made for 4 million items, then I think we could be able to handle that. So to sum up, we need Yeah, so I just said that the components, the list of components has to be listed, and assembly is an important process that has to be taken into account. And for the designing of the cover layout, then it's better to maybe see that with the UI expert, so that we can, it's really a team working. So I cannot design something without your agreement.
Yeah, right. Sure, of course. For example, I wanted to know, like, if you want to have if you want to have the LCD display,
yes,
over there, or if you want to store the program with a key, what kind of things you need inside your thing, inside?
Yeah, it's kind of simple FPGA programmable device.
Okay.
We have to insert. I think we could insert one that could handle several functions.
Okay, so in that case, you can even look at the technology what the mobile phone is trying to use with the PDA card.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
for customizing.
With them, actually.
Okay.
How cost effective it would be to put that car tape into it and do the programmable thing.
Yeah.
So I think we should come to some of those sessions now. About this. So I understand when we want display, we need an expensive chip. But when we want a scrolling wheel, we also need the expensive chip. So can we use the same chip? So with one expensive chip, we can implement several complicated or advanced features.
Exactly, yeah, that's a very good idea. We have one main chip that could handle, it's called FPGA chip,
mm-hmm,
that could handle both exporting wheels as well as ICD.
So when the more expensive chip there is possible in given budget, maybe we should go for the more expensive chip, so all features which you mentioned can be implemented based on the same chip.
Yes.
Do you think it's feasible?
I don't know if it will fit into our cost of
You think it's possible?
Is it possible?
Yeah, after thinking, I think both, if we had a budget of 20 euros, it would be okay.
Mm.
But
no, we really need to be costing them. Actually, do maybe two designs and then cost them out and see which one is going to fit in their budget better.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, when you make a design, you can next meeting you can give them quite an exact cost price.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because right now I don't have the price in head, but for next meeting I'm sure. Yeah.
True.
Yeah, that's something which I wanted to ask you also. Like, what will be the each inventory, the cost of it?
Yeah.
For example, if you want to put wood, I wouldn't suggest for wood.
Okay.
I think it's much easier to use the plastic.
I agree on that.
Rather than a wood, it will be much expensive. Though it's the most natural thing. But
yes, but I think we can just use more cheap plastic for kind of basic addition,
yes,
that people can fancy it up with more expensive materials,
yes,
which come.
Yeah, we can give the preference to them, but with plastic or the rubber or whatever it is, it's much better with that.
Yeah, but it's a detail, plastic versus wood. And we need maybe to center our discussion on what buttons, what functionality we want to offer to the user.
Yeah.
And maybe with graphs, or I don't know, as a user interface designer, you could maybe help us.
I think for next meeting, you two can present a real design.
Okay.
So drawing it on the board.
Perfect.
And then we now only have to decide the general function. So
let's say next meeting you produce two designs.
Yeah, sure.
One less advanced and one more advanced, and with the cost price. Mm. Furthermore, we go for the basic plastic case, which can be later fancied up with additional how do you call them? Just like mobile telephones, you can put a cover over it.
Yeah.
But that can be done later.
Yeah.
So now we can concentrate on the basic remote control.
Okay. Smooth key, you know? Smooth key would be so that, you know, the problem most of the time we see in the keys is that it's small.
Yeah.
And every time you have to very. But if you go to a different ways of designing those keys, then you can merge them together.
So is there any things that you're looking at particularly? Or is
Oh, you can actually, for example, if you see they're quite small over here, and now you can, for example, like I was standing here, if you make them big, it may change the look of the thing also to the people. At the same time, it is more like it will be more interesting for people who are having this RFI and all.
Yes, big keys
may better suit for them actually. And
I agree. Yeah. And not too many keys, of course.
No.
Well, one I've had before, a remote control we have at home, is one that's actually got a cover on the bottom, so the bottom bit is just covers half the key most of the time, and you can slide the cover back to get to the more advanced keys.
Yeah,
but then you still have. When you don't use it, you have such an extent of your remote control that you don't use. So maybe it's possible, I don't know whether you can indicate this, that you can ask where open your remote control and on the inside are buttons you don't use that much.
I've seen that before too. Another like it flips up and then you've got another button underneath.
Yeah, so it's something like this, the model here, where you can.
But I've seen also with key from buttons on the top of here as well.
That's what I mean. So I mean something like a book.
I like the shape of this one.
Yeah.
Can we think about maybe having a non-rectangular one? So it's not just a straight little box.
Maybe we need to also to make a decision on how big we want to be and how many buttons. Like we should.
Next meeting we should just make two designs. Depend upon our second.
And then we can decide between those designs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, anyone, any questions?
No.
No.
So, is there anything else I need to do from a marketing point of view for the next meeting?
Maybe it would be interesting if we could look for the cost inventories of other devices if we're using speech recognition or something like that.
Yes, well, maybe, I don't know whether it's possible, but maybe we can start evaluating their work somehow.
Okay. Or is this me designing a way to evaluate it, so thinking about how to set up test groups and things?
I don't know whether that's possible in a given time, but as far as possible.
Okay.
So you two will be together working on two prototypes.
Yeah.
And further instructions will be sent to you by
two or three prototypes.
Two.
One for like cost, and the one with like higher end.
Okay.
So that.
And then.
Then we can be comparing them.
Find a compromise
between both of them.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, let's call this to an end.
Okay.
Thanks.
So we are done.